happened in the springtime, and I loved him so. The orange trees were blooming where we lay on the sandy shore. But now it's over, and for me, happiness is no more.
Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music out of the Toronto jazz scene from singer Linda Caron. From her album Black Moonlight, we heard The Spring Don't Mean a Thing to Me. She was working with pianist Mark Kieswetter, trombonist Ron Westray, bassist George Kohler, and drummer David Dorenzo. A group out of the San Francisco Bay Area jazz scene before that, the Daggerboard Group, put together by trumpet player Eric Jacobson and percussionist Gregory Howe. From their album The Skipper and Mike Clark, we heard the track Tranquil Blue. And that group includes keyboardist Matt Clark, guitarist Dave McNabb, and Henry the Skipper Franklin on the bass, an album that draws on the contributions of 18 musicians. And the set started with the latest album from saxophonist Bob Reynolds, from his album Eddie Told Me So. That was the title track, his composition. And that album sees him working with guitarist Andrew Renfro, bassist Mike Girola, and drummer Charles Ruggiero.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, I know he's waiting for me. If I could fly way up high, then straight to his arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Bird Note. The catchy name Jackdaw belongs to a European bird that looks like a compact crow drawn in shades of light and dark gray. Jackdaws fly in aerobatic flocks, tumbling and swooping along the vertical faces of cliffs and buildings. They're comfortable around people, which helps explain their place in folklore for many centuries. An ancient Greek myth held that to catch one, you need only a bowl of oil. Attracted to its own reflection, the bird will fall face first into the oil for easy capture. Some cultures saw the jackdaw as a predictor of rain, others as a savior of crops, or possibly an omen of death. And some believed crossing paths with a jackdaw en route to your wedding was a sign of good luck. Pairs nest in cavities, and flocks roam open country, parks, farmland, quarries, and churchyards. They flourish in urban landscapes, too, where their mellow chatter announces that a tight flock will soon come streaming by, almost as if they wanted to dazzle you. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.